Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
sugarcoat it. It's the real deal. Straight way truth. No add, nor taken away from the word. Straight way.
Some time ago, he's a watcher on YouTube, and he made that promo for us. This man, see, you know, I bet that thing's 12 years old. What do you want back? Man, how fast time flies, huh?
That is so true.
I guarantee you.
That is true, Pastor.
Let me stop eating here for a second. I need to tell everybody that comes in this room tonight, please hit the like button. I need everybody in the room to please hit the like button, okay? Hit the like button. I welcome all men, not males, men. Welcome all women. Hallelujah. I do. Each and every last one of you. We got a few things we're going to cover here tonight. Something I spoke about a little bit earlier, but we're going to pound this thing a little bit. Hallelujah, because the spirit of age just doesn't look good. You know what I mean? All right. Appreciate each and every last one of you that contribute by way of Super Chat, PayPal, and Cash App. You have no idea how much it blesses and helps us here in the ministry. We've already have turned the old tabernacle, that's the building next door to the new tabernacle. They've already turned it into and made it the new fellowship hall. We can get comfortably 200 people in there seated. And plenty of room, especially everybody that comes on Sabbath. Everybody have a place to sit, whatever. I say greetings to each and every last one of you. I bless you all. In the sweet person is strong, and victorious and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, the King. We are more than happy and glad to have each and every last one of you here tonight. I will, my brother. Monkey Bastard says, pound it, Pastor. I will, my brother. I do love my family, each and every last one of you. I know y'all hear us say this all the time. And you really, 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 truly wouldn't understand what I mean unless you came here to visit. Is that right? About when we say that we're bitten. We have a vision. It's like an ongoing vision, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And
And
we feel like they will work and so that our rest will be sweet at night. I promise you that. When you get finished with us, your body gonna tell you it's bedtime. I'm telling you, you ain't gonna fight it either. Early to bed, early to rise. It keeps us Israelites healthy, wealthy, and wise. But I appreciate all the brothers, all of you brothers, that actually come and spend your time, your energy, your effort, your resources to come and give us a hand. I mean, it is much appreciated. I can't say enough. Brother McNabb took a whole week off to come and work with us. He was even working too. You know, we do have some young brothers, as few as there are. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
We do have some young brothers coming up, man. I love it. I love what I see. I had a brother come up to me last Sabbath and said, "Pastor Dowell, ever since I've been the straightway, my relationship with the Father has grown exponentially." He says, "I thank you for not being fearful." He says, "I thank you for going against the religious order of today."
Yes.
"And allowing us to have liberty and freedom in Messiah." We got that. Find another assembly where the men are out front leading the praise and the worship to the Most High Yah. Find another where the men are doing this. I mean, it's almost like being a role reverse. You go to Christian churches, all them women up front, they getting it, boy. But here, man, the men are getting it. I'm not saying that our sisters don't get it, because they love worshiping the Father.
Yeah.
But man, there's just so many men that's just up there just getting after it. Praising him. It's also a form of deliverance, too. Don't forget, if you're over here, hit the like button. I need y'all help. Please hit the like button. Thank you for all of you, your contributions tonight by Cash App, PayPal, Super Chat is well appreciative. It really truly is. Thank you very much. But when I tell y'all we're busy. Young Mitch, well, the brethren, they loaded up. We got a Dooley F-350 that has some airbags in the back of it. And we got a long, heavy-duty 25+5. That's a 30-foot trailer we have. And Elder Mitch came down and picked up the backhoe, drove it all the way back up straightway Kentucky East to do some dirt work to prepare for us. We were supposed to be there tomorrow, but rain has come in. And when rain has come in, it has prevented us. So we're shooting for the next following week. And if we don't get it the next following week, it's going to have to wait. Because after that, Pentecost is going to be coming up. And we don't want people to be on the road that much longer, but we have a mission at hand. We're trying to get the walls up on these buildings right here, because, you know, just that in itself, you know how labor intensive concrete is, man. And so if we can get everybody up and we get this other big building laid, that will be an immense help to Straightway Kentucky East. An immense help to Straightway Kentucky East. And that's a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. And that's what we aim to do, is to be a blessing always. So myself, quite a few other brothers, I think we have some brothers coming from the DMV. We have brothers coming from Straightway, Georgia. Y'all need to coordinate with Elder Mitchell if you're planning on coming and being a part of that blessing out. And we can't hear. We have chicken butchery. First day we have chicken butcher. And we butcher 200 chickens but two of them, right? I teach you and believe what I heard. You will not believe what I heard. And I just shook my head. I was like, man, the falsehoods, it just don't, it's systemic. It just don't ever stop. Did you know that there's a doctrine out there that's trying to teach people that chicken is unclean? You can tell that these people are not students of this word.
That's not no spirit, truth.
Chicken. Unclean. Can I ask yourself a question? I'm going to ask all of y'all a question, okay? I've been at this thing a long time. As a matter of fact, next year will be 30 years exact I've been at this. I'm talking about in this walk of holiness and in the way. Y'all hear me? You don't think that in that period of time, with some of these so-called, see, to you it's new. To us, it's old hat. You don't think that we've ever dealt with some of these false doctrines that are popping up today? They new to y'all ears. But to us, it's old hat. It really, truly is old hat. And, I kind of looked at it, I go, because you remember, in our day, coming up, we didn't have all this internet.
Yeah.
I remember going to libraries, going to bookstores, looking up stuff, having strong,
yes.
You know what I mean, quite a few references of Bibles and stuff,
yes.
Concordances. I remember all this stuff. And I remember researching stuff, and even back then, I was throwing out the bones and eating the meat. Because people had a lot of bony stuff, like eating shad. Had a lot of bony stuff in their doctrines and a lot of holes. And see, y'all understand, when people are trying to promote chicken is unclean, veganism, lunar Sabbath, men with long flowing Fabio hair, what we can and cannot, shouldn't do. Been there, done it. Hallelujah. I'm with you, Monkey Bastard. Monkey Bastard said, more blessings, Pastor. Love the way y'all love Jesus. Old school is good. You better believe it, my brother. You better believe it. Our second, our third, and teacher's saying, he's saying, I mean himself. He's seconding with you, brother. There's nothing like the old path, which is the old way. Thank you, my brother, for your contribution to all of you. Claudia Miller says, blessing you, my pastor, and all the saints bless you, my sister. But I think it's another generation, no doubt about it.
Yes.
And all this stuff is new, and the majority of people that's coming up with this junk is another generation. And that's why it's easy for us to debunk it. It's easy for us to tear it up because we've been there, done that. Been chewed that dirt.
Yes.
So you got a brand new generation, people who are in their 30s and their 40s, 20s, 30s, and 40s. Y'all think y'all coming up with stuff that myself and all of us, oh, man, we done heard this stuff. We heard it once. We literally have heard it 1,000 times. We done been over all this stuff. To you, it's new. To us, it's like, oh, man. That's why it's easy for us to tad up. Don't y'all forget to please, everybody in the chat room, would y'all please hit the like button, please? Can y'all do that for me? But it's appalling to me. Literally appalling to me. How when y'all hear this stuff, it's like y'all got eye candy or mind candy. Y'all done come up with something that Pastor Dial and Straightway don't know. Maybe we need to inform them. They don't know about this. They never heard of it before. New Jersey don't believe that, right? While some of you was in diapers and still in elementary. Been down, done it. Huh?
Yes.
Let's start this thing off with a bang. You want to start off with a bang? Let's go over to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's hit this thing with a bang. Y'all ready? We rolling. Start at verse 1, teacher. We're going to start this off with a bang tonight. Let's get it. General, not an expression. Speaker expressly, adverb, spoken that is distinctively or expressively. Y'all with us? Y'all please hit the like button over there on YouTube, please. Come on with it.
That in the latter times.
Hold on. In the what time?
Latter times.
Now, when this was written, that wasn't in the latter times.
No.
It's applying to us today.
Today.
What's going to happen in the latter times, teacher Shane?
Some.
What are they going to do?
Shall depart from the faith.
Y'all hear that? Some are going to depart from the faith. There's going to be something that is going to persuade people. There's going to be something that is going to bring about a conviction.
Yes.
And people are going to start having, you ever heard this newfound theology out there, teacher, called your truth. Speak, you know, and sometimes people encourage them to say, speak your truth. First of all, number one, you ain't got no truth. And if you speak in anything other than what this book says, you are a liar. And you are children of the devil. Period, point blank. But it says that in the latter times, people are going to depart from the faith. They're going to depart from the persuasion, the credence, the moral conviction. Are you hearing that? The truthfulness of Yah. Or they will depart from, look at this one right here. You ain't going to believe this one. A religious teacher. Now, in this sense, it's speaking about a good teacher.
Yeah.
Especially reliant upon Christ for salvation. That's what a good teacher will. Abstractly, in such profession, by extension of the system of religious, the truth, assurance, belief, the faith, and the fidelity. You often hear us use that a lot, in the fidelity. So, there's going to be some times in the latter, and we are there, what Paul was writing to Timothy about. We're in it right now. Now, the Spirit, knows there's a capital S too, right?
Yeah.
That means Ruach.
Oh, yeah.
Holy Spirit. He's going to be doing a lot of talking. And Ruach is telling us why these people are falling out all over the place, huh?
Amen.
But the way that they are going to depart, let me put this in there, there's a certain way that people depart. How they do it, teach?
Giving heed.
In other words, they're listening to what?
To seducing spirits.
These are spirits that speak into your mind. These are the spirits that, you know, when you hear something, you think you got something new, and they minister in your mind, you think you got a revelation, and all you did was, you didn't even try to spirit test the spirit to see if it be of Yah. You gave heed to an uncertain sound. You didn't even know the meaning of the voice, but yet you listened. And most of you, how can you give any spirit the acid test when you don't know what the word says yourself? When Dawid said, I will hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you, the whole purpose of study in the first place is that at the most inopportune time, just when you didn't think that it was in there, you deposited the word of God into your spirit. And then when something comes to challenge the very word, what you've already burned the oil on and you study, it comes up.
Yes.
He brings, let's see, we heard this before, you back to remembrance.
Yes.
See the reason why most of you, it's so easy for you to fall after the way of Satan? Because when you don't study the word no more, when you ignore it, you don't have no enduring substance. You have no patience. You hear something, you think it originated with you because it comes in your mind like every thought does, all the communications, and you swear up and down, bless you, my sister, you swear up and down that you are have a spirit of discernment, and you heard from the Holy Spirit, and you heard nothing but from the devil. Now, Paul is giving a warning over here to Timothy that in these latter days, there's going to be seducing spirits that people are going to listen to. And it's going to cause people to fall away from the faith. And it's going to cause them to not listen to the one they ought to have listened to, the one who taught them from the very beginning. That's how you know you've been seduced. All right? And he said people are going to give heed to seducing spirits. And let's go back over here again. And what else? What else? What else? What else? Did seduce the spirit. And what else?
And doctrines.
Hold on.
Devils.
Hold on. What is a doctrine? Is not a doctrine a teaching?
Yes, it is.
Huh? An instruction?
Instruction, yes.
Something you learn from?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not doctrine?
Doctrine.
So the devil himself,
yes,
has doctrines.
Yes.
Hmm? Somebody said Shalom Shepherd. I was reading Leviticus 15, 19 through 30, and I would like to know if it still applies today. If yes, how the woman can I apply it? Thank you and bless you. Write that down, Leviticus 15, 19 through 30. We'll probably deal with that, all right? So a lot of people are giving heed to doctrines of the devil. And in context of what we're reading right now, I wonder what it was that Paul was so concerned about that he had to write Timothy and mind you, warn him of this. But notice, this is like a prophecy because he said in the latter times.
Latter times.
How many times does the scripture make reference to in the latter times?
Yes.
Numbers 24:14, Deuteronomy 4:30, Deuteronomy 32:29, Isaiah 2:2, Jeremiah 48:47. All of this is latter times. It gives you reference to a time that at the time it was being spoken, it wasn't here yet.
Yes.
But now it's here.
It is here.
Now it is here. And then, look what it says.
Speaking lies.
In what?
In hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
That, you know, that's very interesting. Conscience have to do with your perception.
Yes.
Or moral consciousness, however you perceive something. But seared with a hot iron, that means there is something that these spirits are going to speak into your mind and it's going to be burned in like a hot iron.
Yes.
It's going to be implanted there. It's going to be, it's kind of like a searing job. Huh? Let's see what these seducing spirits will do in the last time, in the latter time. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Forbidding Be married.
All right, so let's stop there for a second. So spirits, in the latter time, is going to be forbidding people to
marry.
That means they're going to forbid monogamous marriage. They're going to forbid polygynous marriage. Is that right? And anytime somebody goes against the biblical order, anything where there are rules, laws, statutes, and guidelines, they have this spirit on them. They have something etched and something burned in their conscience, like a hot iron. I mean, it's in there.
Engraved.
And ain't nothing you and I can do about it. All right? And because many people out there who say that they're believers in the Messiah don't have any power. Most of you go to church. Waste of time. You ain't never cast out one devil. You ain't never seen your preacher cast out one devil. Nobody has any power. You've never really seen anybody healed. You never seen anybody delivered or set free. Yet still, I'm a believer in Messiah. Shut up. No, you ain't. Isn't that right?
That's right. That is right.
Now, so when people go against marriage, man and woman, that's the only thing that the book defines as marriage.
Yes.
Or a man and seven women. I get that from Isaiah 4:1. Think about that. You had Abraham had wives and concubines. Moses had three wives. David had 18 between wives and concubines. Yahshua was born in a polygynous family.
Yes.
But your Bible is a culture. It's about a people that have a culture given to it. It's about a people that have a heritage.
Yes.
That Jeremiah said this clearly was going to be stolen from them in Jeremiah 17:4. And we are in the restoration of all things, and it is at hand.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all hearing me? These spirits are forbidden to marry. Look what else it says. Come on.
And commanding.
Oh, hold on. Let me get back over there. And do what?
They're commanding.
In other words, you don't have any options. These spirits do. They have a command. And they're commanding you something greater than what's written in the law.
Yes.
You know what? There's a lot of people out here that actually will speak in such a manner, in such a way, that while they're saying they're agreeing with the word, they're disagreeing with it. They will take you further than what the word says. Such as you people say that chicken is unclean. You can tell somebody who's ignorant and stupid. Huh? Isn't that amazing? But it says a commanding to do what?
To abstain.
From what?
From me.
From what?
From me.
So there will be a spirit, a seducing spirit. There will be a spirit that comes from the teachings of devils. And that spirit is a lie. It says it speaks lies in hypocrisy. But because it's in their mind etched and burned in, they think that it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And this spirit, number one, will forbid to marry. And then number two, it says, and commanding to abstain from meat which Yah every what?
Has created.
Wait a minute. Yah have created what?
To be received.
He created meat to be received.
Yes.
Hear that? So when you go read, you can actually start over in Genesis. Genesis 3, Genesis 9, Genesis 7. He was talking about the earth of the field. Talking about seeds, nuts for your meat. And it also speaks about that there are clean and unclean foods. Noah even understood this. He had seven. You know, I think Christianity, you damn liars, you've been taught two by two of every kind. How much more damn lies the Christianity got to keep on telling you? If you don't believe it, go over there and pick up your Bible and read Genesis chapter 7 and find out another damn lie that these guys. I told you Christianity is the religion of Satan. It is Satan's great deception. He has joined the Roman Christian church.
Yeah.
He couldn't beat them, so he joined them. And then he started seeking, just like the prophet Daniel said he would, to change laws, times, and seasons. Boy, ain't that all but complete. You look at Christianity, man, all their times, holy days, holidays, is totally different and opposite of what's written in the book.
Yes.
It's amazing that some of you people are so damn stupid. You can't find no instructions in the whole book of the Bible that teaches you how to celebrate or to keep Christmas.
Nope.
Where that shit come from?
Not there.
That's a doctrine of devils. I don't care how much you dress it up.
Yes.
And you think that you're going to go to Yah's kingdom and mess it all up. Wishing you and people a Merry Christmas. Where in the hell is the institution, like we see over in Leviticus 23, but where in the hell is the institution and the instructions, the rules and the guidelines that teach us to celebrate Easter? Where is this shit? Old or New Testament? What the hell is this? And you people ain't got enough sense to get upset at the damn lies and the manipulation and the coercion. You get along with them. You rub elbows with them. Sporting yourself with your own destruction while they feast with you.
Yeah.
Huh? And the false doctrines don't stop.
Nope.
Now you got MGTOW forbidden to marry. Coaches forbidden to marry. Is that not a spirit out there on social media forbidden to marry? Telling men, man, don't marry these women. Hmm? Bet them and leave them. Think about this. Now you got people commanding people to abstain from meat with Yahweh as created to be received. So when you go to Leviticus chapter 11, you want to know what he created to be received? Read that. Anybody opposed that is a devil.
Repeat one time, one more time.
And Deuteronomy 14.
Twice. Got a second witness.
That's just a straight up truth. And Paul came back and revisited in Romans 14 and told you that anybody who just only eat herbs, they got a weak spirit.
Weak spirit, yeah.
He says, man, don't even receive people like it's a doubtful disputation.
Yeah.
So now they're telling you that chicken is unclean. They look at the devil and the devil is a liar. Now they're telling you that there's no such thing as Yahshua. David is going to be king. Look at the devil and the devil is a liar. Now they tell you that the New Testament that's written down is a fabricated lying book. Look at the devil and the devil is a liar. Boy, there's a lot of seducing spirits in you.
Yes.
Now they're telling you that you don't have to be water baptized, but what did Yahshua do? What did all Israel do when they went through the Sea of Reeds?
immersed.
Oh, okay, but look at the devil, and the devil is a liar.
Amen.
All praises to the Most High Yah.
Amen.
Now, you got people commanding you to stay away from meat.
Yes.
Now, we're going to be butchering chicken. First day here straightway.
Hallelujah.
Chicken that we raised. We know for sure there's no soy products. There's no chemicals. There's no pesticides. There's no herbicides. We know for sure. And our chicken damn sure tastes different, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? We raise our own cows, our own cattle. We butcher them and we eat the hell out of them. The brothers done bagged a couple of turkeys. They even said turkey is unclean too. I'm like, man, this stuff just don't stop. See, there are a lot of people that are seduced by the devil. And, you know, there are, as if there may be in this world, so many different kinds of voices. And none of them without any significance, but they all have a voice. They all have a meaning. And here's this preacher over here telling you to stick with the book. Now, I would say that when you eating that shit out there, you eating poison. That's the reason why y'all want you to come out.
Okay.
Most of you don't have a detox regimen. You don't eat enough good, clean food and clean water in order to detox. But if somebody is commanding you, teaching to abstain from meat, they are influenced by a seducing spirit.
Yes.
Period. That's what the book says. And I'm going to say it again. Forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from meat, which Yah has created to be received with thanksgiving. But here's the key. Repeat.
Of them.
Of them. Not everyone, but of them.
Yes.
There's a us and there's a them. And we are the them and they are the us in this situation. Of them which what?
Which believe.
Which believe and
know
the what?
The truth.
Know the truth. Go to Leviticus 11. Let's see the truth right here. We're going to read the truth here for a second. We're going to read the truth. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth. Come on now.
And Yahweh spake.
What did, wait. Who did the speaking?
Yahweh
spake. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, unto Aaron, saying unto them, what did he say?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
He didn't say talk to the Greeks?
Nope.
The Babylonians? The Assyrians? The Romans? The Ashkenazis? The Germans? Americans? The Filipinos, the Chinese, the Japanese, he didn't say speak to none of them. He says speak to the children of Yisrael. Come on.
Say.
What?
These are the beasts.
Uh-huh.
Which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever parteth the hoof.
Come on.
And is cloven footed.
Uh-huh.
And cheweth the cud.
Come on.
Among the beasts.
Uh-huh.
That you shall eat.
Black Angus, Wagyu, cows, bison, buffalo, deer, venison, antelope, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Moose, elk. Man, have I made the point yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
read on.
Nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the cud.
They chew the cud, but?
Or of them that divide the hoof. As the camel.
Oh, the what?
The camel.
You ain't supposed to eat camel. You ain't supposed to eat horses. Come on.
Because he chews the cud.
Uh-huh.
But he does not divide the hoof.
Come on.
He is unclean unto you.
That's what the book says. Who said this?
Y'all.
Oh, Yah said this. The one that would not alter and change anything that has gone out of his lips, right?
Amen.
We read on.
And the coney.
And the Coney, come on.
Because he chews the cud.
Uh-huh.
But he don't divide the hoof.
Oh. Somebody come, like, come on, he don't.
He is unclean unto you.
He is unclean unto you. Come on.
And the hair.
Oh, the rabbit. You know, now all the survivalists, y'all finished now. But you know, the rabbit is one of the most greatest survival foods that there is.
Mm-hmm.
And it clearly tells you, the rabbit. Nope, can't eat the rabbit. The rabbit is unclean unto Israelites. Now, if you're a Gentile, eat whatever the hell you want to eat. It ain't for you. This Bible is not for you. The Bible is only for Israel. The Bible is not for Christians. How many times you got to say that shit? The Bible was not written to Christians.
Not.
Jesus was not a Christian.
Never.
We got 5,000 years of history over here, and all of a sudden this damn religion pops up, and it's supposed to supersede everything that's already been written. Look at the devil, and the devil is a lie. If y'all don't mind, would y'all please hit that like button tonight, please? Please hit that like button. I know truth is too hard and too high for a fool. Come on.
And the hair, because he chews the cud.
Uh-huh. He chews all this little foliage and all this little foliage. Come on, all this grass and everything. Come on.
But divides not the hoof.
He don't divide the hoof. He got little feet. Come on. Like dogs.
He is unclean unto you.
Uh-huh. Now watch this. Let's go on down to verse 9. Read.
These shall ye eat of all that are in the water.
What?
Whatsoever.
That what?
Has been
and
scale.
Read on.
In the waters.
Come on.
In the sea.
Come on.
In the rivers.
Yeah.
Them you can eat.
All right, come on.
And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, shall be an abomination.
So, we don't eat pig, swine. We don't eat lobster. We don't eat shrimp, that's sea roach. We don't eat crab. We don't eat oysters. Am I getting somewhere? We don't eat shark.
Nope.
We don't eat pterodactyl.
Squid.
We don't eat squid. Octopus. You know all this shit that they call delicacies. We don't eat none of that. Now, mind you, Yahweh is only talking to Israel.
Israel.
How many of you people had your bacon today? You went through a drive-thru and ate your bacon. And then you said, praise the Lord. And like a lying-ass devil you are, you ate your food, you prayed over and asked Yah to bless that which is unclean with your stupid self. Your prayer didn't go no higher than that damn ceiling. We don't eat catfish. We don't eat crawdads, crayfish. Huh? We don't eat that stuff.
No.
It is unclean unto us. Look at him looking. Look at him. Look. I know I just tore y'all up, didn't I? This is the law. Isn't that right? Now, it gets on down to all this stuff right here. Leviticus 11, 14. Let's read all this. Some of it. We're going to
read
it. Yeah, read verse 13. Come on now.
These are they which ye shall have in abomination among the vow.
Now listen to me. We're reading this because this is thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
This is what Yahweh says himself. I don't give a damn what people do out there. I'm going to obey Yah. What did the law say to the law and to the testimony? If they don't speak according to this word, it's because there's no light in them at all.
Yeah.
And he says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Thy law is the truth. Now go get upset if you want to. You ain't mad at me. You mad at Yah himself. Your salmon is clean.
Fins and scales.
Fins and scales. Tuna is clean.
Fins
and scales.
Scales.
Yeah. Huh? But you better throw them damn clams back.
Yep. Mussels. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. All them mussels and guffles and hustles and
barnacles, whatever.
Man, I know I just told some of y'all went and got a bacon egg McMuffin this morning,
ooh,
didn't you? Damn devils.
Triple ham sandwich.
Huh? Yeah. Teacher says that y'all went and got a triple ham sandwich. And then as y'all to bless it. Let me see, you gonna have a the clean creator of the universe to bless what he call an abomination. How sick is your mind? Hell no, rats ain't clean.
No.
Read on.
They shall not be eaten.
Come on.
They are an abomination.
Read.
The eagle.
Who?
The eagle.
Come on.
The ostrich.
Uh-huh.
And the osprey.
Read on.
And the vulture.
Come on.
And the kite after his kind.
Don't all these sound like predators?
Yep.
Come on.
Every raven after his kind. And the owl. And the night hawk. And the cuckoo. And the hawk after his kind.
Come on.
And the little owl and the cormorant. And the gray owl. And the swan. And the pelican. And the gear eagle. And the stork, the heron after her kind. The lapwing. And the bat. All fowls that creep upon all four.
Hey, you ever seen a bat? A bat creeps on all fours. And it can fly. But a chicken ain't got all fours. You know that these dumbass people would actually try to tell you that because a chicken has four toes, four fingers, that these creeping on all fours. This is how stupid people are. Creeping on all fours is just talking about the way like a baboon or an ape or a gorilla will walk. A lion. A giraffe. An elephant. You understand what I mean? Like that. Most of you, you know, Teacher Eric Robinson got a damn good teaching on this. He's just good teaching. I tell you, will y'all hit that like button, please? Read on.
Shall be an abomination unto you.
Come on.
Yet these may ye eat of every flying, creeping thing.
All right, I think we done wore this thing out, huh? Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. I think y'all getting the picture. In other words, there is a seducing spirit out here that's trying to go contrary to the word, the clear-cut word of Yah. Huh? And it's sad. It really, truly is sad. But yet, still, we're going to stick with the book. Is it hard for you, man? Is it too hard to understand?
No.
Y'all has never forbidden us to eat meat.
Man.
He made laws for it. Hallelujah. But if all y'all out there still eating that pig, that swine, you better repent. Because Isaiah clearly says, you don't repent, you going to hell. I know. No, not my mama. Not my daddy. Not my grandmama. They ain't going to hell, pass down. Don't you start that, pass down. You just upset, pass down. You always got something negative to say. Why is it, I want to ask you, why is it that truth is negative? Can you explain that to me? How is it that when somebody is telling you the truth? Because the way of the transgressor is hard.
Oh, yeah.
So how is it when someone is telling you the truth, it always comes off as being negative? Can somebody please explain that to me? It makes no sense to me whatsoever at all. I mean, and if you don't believe me that the Most High Yah means business, I'm going to tell you what the prophet Isaiah said about all these people. Yeah, Israel consumed quail in the wilderness. Go ahead, El, he sure did. Y'all gave them quail until they were running out their nose.
Choking on it.
to eat but chicken and turkey is unclean, you people are out of your damn minds. Yah, rain down meat. Quail. They said, man, we eating all this manna. Coriander, we eating all this manna. Man, we're so tired eating this manna. So tired. Give us meat. Y'all say, good, I'm going to give you meat here. Rained down some quail for you, boy, and they ate it, and boy, y'all were, I mean, our ancient people were sucking it up.
Yeah.
Wonder if they had any gravy and biscuits back then. Wonder if you think they had any biscuits and gravy back then to slop it up, boy? Woo! Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what we're talking about here. And I'm going to let you hear what the Isaiah 66 verse 17 teach. I'm going to let you hear what the prophet Isaiah said about all you praying people out there that's praying that y'all will sanctify an unclean meal that's got some damn pig in it. Some swine, you damn pig eaters. Oh, I bet, man, I bet some people done dropped off now, ain't you?
Don't get support.
And you think that there's going to be a separate salvation, that Yah is going to let the Gentiles eat swine and pig, and they're going to his kingdom, even though Yah said there's one law.
One law.
To the homeborn, as well as the stranger.
Yeah.
One law. If you're going to be following the Most High, some of you wake up in the morning, some of you asleep at night, wake up in the morning, and the first thing you smell is bacon. A damn trichinosis abomination. But Yah said, this is what he says in Isaiah 66, verse 17, read, teach. Let's see what the book says. Let's see what Yah says.
They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves.
Woo! You're trying to say that you're pure in your own eyes? Is that what you're doing?
Doing it on your own mouth.
You are pure. You're bright. But you're only doing this in your own mind self. You're saying that I am uncontaminated, even though the book tells you that this shit is contaminated. Huh? Read on.
In the garden.
In the what?
In the garden.
So you set yourself apart in the garden. Come on.
Behind one tree in
look
the midst.
Look. It's behind one tree in the midst. You sneak it.
Hide.
You go sneak and hide and eat your damn pork rinds. Huh? And you got your damn pork chop pastors out there telling you that y'all made all this. This is the damn abomination.
Yep.
Pig clean. Your lying pork chop pastor, your lying pork chop mama, and your lying pork chop daddy and granddaddy.
Yeah.
They all have been seduced by the devil. Come on.
Eating swine flesh.
Woo! Eating what kind of flesh?
Swine flesh.
Modern day pig. Come on.
And the abomination.
Uh-huh.
And the mouse.
That means all you people in Japan and in China and New York, y'all finished. You know you folks up there in New York, man, y'all starving before them stimulus checks came in. And y'all went right down those subways and hunted some damn rats. You go to these Chinese buffets. You think you eating chicken. Or steak, you eating rat, damn it.
Rat.
You be eating rat, cat,
yep.
Dog. Everything goes over there.
Yep.
What makes you don't think it goes over here? You think about this. If you go to a Chinese restaurant, do you think that they're buying premium chicken for you to eat? Or are they going to cut the corner and they're going to buy the least expensive chicken that it is that they can? The chicken has been pumped up, you know, for your good. But what else he say?
And the mouth shall be consumed.
Shall be what?
Consumed.
Shall be what?
consumed.
The Most High Yah said, man, these people are going to be consumed together. They're going to be snatched away together, declares Yahweh, R-L-O-H-I-M. You're going to hell. You're going to live and burn in hell. So go ahead and justify yourself. Go ahead and sanctify yourself and say you clean in your own eyes. The Most High Yah going to have something for you. He going to have something for you. Huh? Let's go to Romans 14 real quick. We let the book speak. Is that all right? We let the book speak. See, the problem with some of you people out there, you still have this Babylonian mindset. Hey, man, what happened over here, Teach? Look, switchboard went off.
I just signed up again.
Right here?
No.
But you still got this Babylonian mindset, and you still have a residue of Christianity on you where you think you can do whatever the hell you want. Y'all didn't ask you to how to establish his program and his laws. He just told you to obey, period. Hallelujah. What I call? Romans 14?
14, yeah.
Let's go to Romans 14. Let's go over here and let's read this book. Y'all ready? Romans 14. Read on, teach.
Him that is weak in the faith.
So it's telling us that we have people that are strong and there are people that are weak. Isn't that right? Paul is talking about there are people strong, there are people that are what?
Weak.
But what are weak in? The faith.
Faith, yes.
Read on.
Receive you. But not to doubtful disputation.
Did you hear that? Receive you not to judicial estimation disputations. Not only but doubtful disputations. Debate. Doubt. Imaginations. Reasoning or thought. Come on.
One believes.
One believes. Look. One believes that he what?
May eat all things.
He may eat what?
All things.
That sounds like Christians, don't it?
Another. Who is weak? Eateth herbs.
So a weak person eat herbs. How can I add to a takeaway? Is it not clear that we're sitting right there? Look. Let's go back over there. Verse 2. Look at it. You see my mouse right there? Look. Look. Who is weak? Eat of what? Herbs. Then he says on in verse 3, what did he say?
Let him that eateth despise him that eateth not.
So let not him that eateth, you know, you that think you can eat every damn thing and you are a liar, don't despise them that don't eat. Don't despise the ones that only eat herbs. Is that right? Read on.
And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth.
And if you don't eat, don't you sit up there and judge me or judge anybody else that do eat. Because we're not the ones that have been fingered as having a weak spirit. That's the reason why you'll see these vegans doing the works of Yah. Come on.
For Yah has received him.
Yah has received not only the one over here, but he received the one that is weak as well.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Who are you that judges another man's servant?
Read.
To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for Yah is able to make him stand.
There it is. And we could go on and on and on and on and on about this, but I think we done beat this enough. What do you think, Teach?
It is written.
If y'all like to contribute to the ministry, man, I appreciate y'all that are in here that are giving my way a cash out. I need for y'all to really, truly hit the like button. We're giving this truth and we're trying to help deliver a lot of y'all's people who've been deceived by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We can only speak the truth of what's in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Right. Right.
Now, what I want to talk about here for a second is, like we started off, But people, you know, they trying to separate everything in the world by making everybody think, okay, I got my truth, you got your truth. Bullshit. There ain't number one truth.
Only one.
Yahshua said, I am the way. I am the truth.
The truth. Yes.
I am the
light.
You hear that?
Yes.
That's it. No man come unto the Father but by me. Period. They know what he says?
Mm-hmm.
And he also says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Period. All praises to the Most High Yah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Now, everybody out here, for some reason, takes personal offense whenever someone comes against, I want to say this again, your truth. Listen, nobody give a damn about the truth. You ain't the one who established truth. The truth has already been established. There's only one truth in the universe, and that's it. And the reason why people get upset is because when you're opposing their truth, you're opposing their belief, you're opposing their personal opinions, you're opposing their perspective, their outlook, their point of view. You're opposing their feelings. You're opposing their emotions. You know, all this abstract stuff.
Yes.
You see, Hebraic scriptures, this Bible, comes from Hebrew.
Yes.
All right? It's written by Hebrews. Come from the Hebrew God. He speaks in concrete terms. He don't speak in abstract ways and stuff. He's speaking things to where it's tangible, where you can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch.
Yes, real.
It's real.
Yes, real.
That's why when you read a book, you'll see everything is always in concrete terms, using analogies with real objects, real things. Greek, or the way this damn society teach you, everything is about a figment of your damn imagination. And that's why people come vain in their imagination and their thoughts too. So you're subject to any damn thing. Vain imagination. Huh? So, when Yahshua said, I am the way, that's a fact. There ain't a damn thing subjective about that. It's not even open for discussion.
Yes,
truth. Now, Pilate asked, what is truth? And he was sitting right there in front of him.
Uh-huh. Truth is right there in his face.
Huh? Sitting right there in front of him. And what did this world do with the truth? They killed him. The Jews killed Jesus, his own people. But his own people used the system to do it. How many times you people gonna run to the system?
Romans.
Yeah. You always like the Romans to do your dirty work so you can look like you have clean hands. But no, you got blood on them. You may be clean down here, but in Shemaim, for the just judge and a righteous judge who sees everything, you ain't getting by. Can you imagine teaching people will get mad and upset at us? At least I love you enough to tell you
the truth.
One thing I've done, I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And Paul said in Galatians 4:6, have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. In other words, the implied or implication is, yeah, you will become people's enemy when you tell the truth. But you want everybody in the world to be subjected to your damn made-up, make-believe, Mr. Rogers neighborhood truth. Ain't nobody listen to that mess. It's like I said before, like I said a few months ago. We live now, you know, when I was a little boy coming up playing sports, if you didn't win, you lost.
That was it.
I remember in elementary, we used to have this day called Field Day. You ever heard that before?
Oh, yeah, we have.
And it will give you either blue ribbon or silver ribbon or red ribbon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I had a blue ribbon for first, silver for second, and a red for third. And, man, I would rack up them blue ribbons. I would have, like, four blue ribbons and one silver. For some reason, man, there was this one white boy, man. I would lose to him by a damn hand length every single year. Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. I would lose to him no more by this much. Timmy Shute, never believe, never forget. But I come in second, so I didn't get the blue, that means I lost. Today, they got this thing out here to where this salt generation, if you lose, don't worry about it. We got a participation trophy for you to make you feel good so we can massage your feelings.
You come in eighth place.
You come in eighth place. You get a trophy. There could only be five people running the relay, and you come in eighth place, and you still get a trophy.
Probably like 5 or 6 years old.
I came home from school and said, hey, Dad. I said, this boy hit me in the chest. He said, what you do? I said, I just looked at him. You know what Dad Dow said? He said, if you ever come back to me again, talking about some boy hit you in the chest, and you just looked at him, he says, you gonna wish that boy whooped your ass really bad, because by the time I get finished with you, he said, the next time somebody touch you, talk to you, I mean hit you in any kind of way, he said, you better go to the, he said, you better bring everything you got, fist, elbows, knees, you better bring the whole house, bring everything you got. So you know what I did? I went back to school. I seen the same boy I beat the shit out of. He told me to bring everything I got, so I bought everything I got. I got suspended from school, too. I thought I was in trouble. Chuck went through the same thing. But so this time, Chuck knew what to do, though. Told him, don't ever start a fight, but if somebody turn around popping me, hey, you better tear him up.
Well, yeah.
Well, and boy, I beat the shit out of that boy. I beat him bad, really bad. And I didn't stop until people was pulling me off of it. I beat, Teacher Shane, I beat him and I beat him. I kept on going.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to stop.
You giving it all you have.
I was giving everything I got. You know that boy never bothered me ever again. The rest of all those, he never bothered me again. Beat the hell out of that boy bad. I told Daddy up because, you know, he came up there to pick me up from school. He said, so you went and gave him all you got then? I said, sure did. Huh? And I've had to be that way ever since. I'm just telling y'all the truth here. But you don't have truth or monopoly on truth.
Truth
stands alone all by itself.
Yes.
That's like, who plays the Super Bowl? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of them work hard to get there, did they not?
Yeah.
But only one goes the prize. I guarantee you they didn't have a half-wit trophy that says you participated in the Super Bowl to the Chiefs when they lost, did they? To make them feel good because they participated. Oh, mercy. I can't even believe we're going over this. I really can't believe it. It is unbelievable. This weak generation. Oh, mercy. Is the stream going good? Because Steve just asked about the stream over there. In this race right here, only one going to receive the prize. You better make sure that you run. Hallelujah. Let me end this broadcast right here by asking you sisters all a question. If you are married, let me say, if you ain't married and you're looking to be married, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? What do you bring to any relationship that you're getting ready to get into, especially with your betrothed getting ready to be married? What do you offer? 95 or 96% of women in the world can't even answer this. Someone says sex. The man bringing that too. No. What do you bring? It's sad. That's how degraded and low, low-hanging fruit that y'all become today. Your mama ain't shit. Your grandmama ain't shit. All the women in your life that ever been there for you ain't never been shit. Pastor Dow's gonna teach you, dude, because we love you.
Amen.
Woman, when you come into a marriage, you come into a home, this is what you should have to offer. And it should be part of the package. You should be submissive, because the Bible teaches you in Ephesians 5 to submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. That's what it says. You're right there, right? Right. But now, you should be supportive of your husband. You should be a nurturer, because you are the first line teacher to children.
Yes.
You should be willfully bearing the seed of your master. Your husband is your master, whether you like it or not. You should be feminine and not masculine. You should be agreeable and supportive. I guarantee you, everything I just got finished saying, the Jezebel spirit repulses against this.
Yes. True.
They repulse against this. And mind you, marriages today ain't staying together like they used to in my generation. Or let's say the generation before me.
Amen.
The generation before me, sorry, grandmom and granddaddy had it right. They had it right. How many of you know in them generation, brother, that those men and women, how you think they stayed together 40, 50, 60 years? You don't think they never had a problem?
Oh,
they had a problem.
Oh, yes.
They just had enduring stuff, so they just stuck it through.
And real love.
They sure did.
Just real love.
See, what we talking about today is what people refuse to speak about.
Yes.
They can't handle this. Truth too hard for them. They just simply can't handle this truth. So, like I said, in this ministry right here, we marry a hell of a lot of virgins.
Hallelujah.
You know, this year, man, possibly we're getting ready to marry a woman. I think that's either 42 or 43 years old, and she's still a virgin. And she makes six figures. Think about that. She's been in holiness churches pretty much all her life and could never find the right man. Think about that. I think another one is coming from Colorado in her mid-30s, virgin. We got quite a few of them in their 20s. Can you imagine that? You know, to be a virgin used to be an honorable thing, something cherished.
Yes.
Something people would just look up to you. And I mean, you women today, listen.
Great price.
I know you ain't been taught nothing. I know you ain't. But you have an opportunity. I have an opportunity of a lifetime to sit and teach this younger generation. Where is this guy asleep? Is he? I've always taught my children. He taught his. And them Jezebels, though, well, they had a different plan, though, didn't they? I've always taught my children the best I could at the amount of wisdom, knowledge, understanding that I had at that time. Let me see, bro, Shane.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Dun, 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 dun. He is.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. He is. You look at him. This guy look over there. He's looking at Teacher Shane over there. He's trying to play with Teacher Shane. What do you think that this young boy going... What do you really truly think that this young boy is going to learn and know under my watch? Him. He's not going to be an unprofitable child. He's locked in on Teacher Shane over there. Go over there and Teacher Shane so he can look at the camel that he got. But look at him. What do you think that he's going to learn from Pastor Dow? What do you think he's going to learn from his daddy? He's already an intelligent man. Everybody can see that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to feel this noggin right here up with so much truth and so much righteousness, so much knowledge. He's going to learn at a very young age how to govern himself. He's going to be wise well beyond his years. I mean well beyond his years. You know why? Because his daddy going to pour into him. He's not going to be one that's going to fall into the fray. Unprofitable children. For some reason, boy, he glued on you today, teacher. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's getting big, all right. I can tell you, my arm is can attest to that. I'll tell you, he's getting heavy. He's doing well, though. Look mama over there. Look. But, man, I'm going to give him everything that I got and more. Because one day, he's going to bury the man that's holding him. And he's got to be ready. He's got to be ready. I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to make sure he makes it to the kingdom. But I can tell you one damn thing I want to make sure. I'm going to make sure that by the time he comes of age, when I'm going to teach him, he ain't listening to no damn woman ever in anything, for no advice, for nothing. He ain't listening to no woman for nothing. That I promise you. Yeah, he's shaped like his daddy. Look. All right, my man. Tell everybody bye, guys. They see y'all. I've been making grand interest to see y'all. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you, son. You got him? All right. Boy, you heavy. Man, you heavy. Jeez. Where am I sold out? And I'm trying to make sure that everybody has this in their heart and mind. That's what I'm trying to do. What's wrong with that? But I'm going to tell you the one thing I've learned out of all of this. Listen, if you are a man, by the time your son get them teenage years, you make sure he's not taking no advice from no woman in any way, shape, fashion, or form. None. Zero, zero, nada. The only advice he can take from them is schooling. Don't let no woman spit in his ear. Don't even let your wife spit in their ear and give him an alternative perspective. Guard them from that. You program him after your manner and your way. I'm telling y'all what I know. All praise to the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Because it takes a man to raise a boy, a young man. Don't let him get up and get in feminized and get all sensitive to a damn wicked woman spirit who can't even make sense of her own emotions. Unreal. I promise you. Shall we begin? Got a plethora of knowledge and truth. Well, anyway, wasn't planning on being long for you tonight. Thank y'all for that, because we are all literally tired here. Like I said, we got a plan. Go up straightway, Kentucky East. Got a lot of building to do there. Then we got to coordinate and set up time to go build buildings down there at Straightway, Georgia. But if we get these buildings up, you know, that'll expedite a lot of stuff. You know that, right? One day soon, hopefully be the father's will, I can start the foundation of his home up here. One day soon. If people can't lead by example, because people are mostly selfish today. They're mostly self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed. They're mostly think about themselves and themselves only. I want to say that I thank each and every last one of you again who contribute to the work of the ministry, to the cause, because you can evidently see every time, no matter where you go, to visit either one of the communities, home fellowships, or whatever it is, you can definitely see what the Most High Yah is doing. Well, I offended a lot of people, man. I lost 50 people that just by that little speech. Does this also offend you? A person asked about Leviticus 19. What was that? What verse is that? Let's go read
Leviticus
this real quick.
15.
Leviticus 19 or 15?
15, 19 through 30.
Leviticus 15, 19 through 30. Let's read this real quick and we hopefully close this out and get ready for the live den. Live den, Daniel Muir. Type in Daniel Muir, M-U-I-R, be it YouTube or Facebook. There'll be simulcast in there. You'll see the brother up there at Straightway, Indiana. Him, Rob Mathis, Lee, Samuel, and the brethren, Frogman, all the brethren up there, Lion's Den. They do a damn good job. They do. Hallelujah. What does it say? What does it teach? Well, let me go over and get the book, though, real quick. You said Leviticus 15?
19 through 30. Talking about a woman in her time of
month. Oh, man, we ain't going through all this, man. That's simple. We're just going to make this simple real quick. Listen, if a woman, what was the question anyway? You remember what the question was?
Somehow, how does it pertain to her or something like that?
How it pertains, simple. Jeremiah and all the prophets rebuked Israel because they was doing like the heathen. They were going in to their women when they were on their monthly cleaning. This is crazy. In other words, don't have sex with no woman during her monthly cleaning. Dang. How hard can this be? I'm glad we went over and looked at it, man. That's enough on that one. Anyway, live then. That's basically all. All right, look, hey, live then coming up, Daniel Muir and them. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow. I don't know, did Sean Hill offer come up? I don't know, Sean Hill, because you're on two different channels. If you're on Straightway Live, I'm not going to see any of that. I see what's on Pastor Dow channel. And there's 109 people over there on Straightway Live right now. I'm glad y'all are there listening. But if there's anything going on with Straightway Live, I can't see that because I'm on the Pastor Dow channel right now. Are we on Facebook too?
Yes, we are.
Why does it say go live?
You're on the other one.
Oh.
As you remember, that one's got a weird Facebook wall. I don't know what that is.
Anyway, thank you. You got anything before we wrap this up?
No, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
All right. Hey, you're not a patron. Consider becoming a patron. Y'all bless. All of you, hey, got a viewer from California. Just contribute to PayPal. Bless y'all. Bless all y'all that's giving my way a PayPal. Appreciate it. Y'all's support doesn't go unnoticed. Listen, also, by the way, I'm still gathering information on the people who come from Des Moines, Israel. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go out with this. I've just about missed this. Ranger sent me this. Man, wait till y'all see this. All right, wait till y'all see this. All right? Y'all listen to this. We're going to play this right now for you, okay? Check this out.
Dozens were killed in a stampede at a religious festival in Israel on Friday in what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called a heavy disaster. Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews had gathered at the Mount Moriah tomb for the annual Lag BaOmer commemorations, which include all-night prayer and dance. Ecstatic crowds congregated despite warnings from public health officials. Witnesses said they realized people had been trampled when an organizer appealed over a loudspeaker for the crowds to disperse. The National Emergency Medical Service said over 100 people had been injured, with dozens dead. Witnesses said some of the victims included children. Police said Thursday they had arrested two people for disrupting officers' efforts to keep order at the site. Videos on social media showed chaotic scenes as ultra-Orthodox men tried to push through walls of iron to escape the crush. Bodies lay on stretchers in a corridor covered in foil blankets. As paramedics clambered to reach the wounded, police shut down the site and ordered revelers out. Military helicopters took the wounded to hospitals. The tomb at Mount Moron is an annual pilgrimage site, one of the holiest sites in the Jewish world. Private bonfires at Mount Moron were banned last year due to public health restrictions. The lockdown measures were eased this year as a result of the country's rapid vaccination rollout.
Well. So we got the Ashkenazim over there trampling and stamping on each other. Isn't that amazing? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If they are the so-called chosen people, what kind of damn feast was that? What festival was that?
Not really.
Were you trampling on your own people and killing?
Nope.
Now, let me tell you the reason why the real underlining motive, and it does not being reported in the Haseretz over there in Israel, are the real reason why these people are being deported, because some of those people that are from the morning Israel, they believe in Yahshua HaMashiach. And in order for you to be able to get Israeli citizenship, you have got to denounce Jesus Christ.
Israeli citizenship.
You've got to denounce Yahshua HaMashiach and denounce Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Before you can become a citizen. Now, if it wasn't no such thing as the Messiah, what's the big deal about it? I mean, why bother with it? But why do you have to go through those steps? Now, I'm telling you what I heard from people who lived there, who came here to a feast day and told us about what's going on over there. I'm not giving you hearsay. I'm not giving you my truth, my subjective truth. I'm not giving you that. I'm giving you straight up 100% facts from the people who lived there and got boots on the ground. So I got a lot of people saying that they will contribute to this. And guess what? I figure I also realize it ain't 45 people. It's 135 people. Man, we would have to have a GoFundMe. You know what? This thing could turn political. When you find out all these people being deported. I even got the letter that was given to those people, written in Hebrew, of them getting out, and they got to get out of Israel. I have an Israelite sister that can read and is very fluent in Hebrew language. She can translate that thing, tell us exactly what it says, because she grew up there in a polygynous family, I might add. She grew up there in Israel. And look, I guarantee you don't hear the news media or nobody else and all these Christians telling you, none of you, telling you how wonderful, I wonder where they are. They're so silent. They got to know this. Why are they avoiding this? No, they're going to tell you how wonderful they are and all this oil anyway. Hey, all right, safe from the Philippines, and we're done with this. You need to call the dining hall, you know, at 688-3025, 615-688-3025. You need to call the dining hall and leave us your T-shirt sizes so we can get this box out to y'all. All right? Other than that, we out. Teach you anything?
No, sir.
All right, we out for tonight. God bless you all. In the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I want y'all to be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom. the magnificent, the wonderful, the beautiful, the counselor, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I bless you all in his magnificent and wonderful name. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. And Shabbat Shalom again. Because guess what? That mighty king is coming. Y'all be encouraged, Israel. All right, teach. You got it, my brother. We's out. Live then. Coming up next, Daniel Mirror. Y'all go check it out. I'll be there.